Farm leaders gather for their annual President's Conference. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
I think we're the voice of agriculture, and producers in this state realize that we're really a strong, united voice that speaks for them on legislative issues or production issues and things like that. I think they realize the importance of this conference and other policy development meetings that we'll have in the near future.
Lacey Upchurch, president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, says over 200 Farm Bureau leaders from practically every county in the state are attending the 66th Annual President's Conference in Franklin. And he says this is the kickoff of the organization's policy development process.
We bring all the county presidents from across the state here in Franklin, and they get a kind of an update on a lot of the issues and things that are affecting them, culture, and get a good understanding of it, and then they can go back to their counties and they can talk to their other producers and have a better understanding of, what we're facing in agriculture.
Now, this conference includes several issue sessions on topics like immigration, animal ID, and renewable fuels. Plus, in this election year, the farm leaders will hear directly from the candidates for governor and U.S. senator.
The election process in this state is extremely important, and we encourage all of our producers to get out and vote and support those candidates to support agriculture. But we will have both of our senatorial candidates here at the President's Conference and have both governor candidates here, and we'll have an opportunity to hear their views on agriculture and what they stand for, and I think that's so important for our farmers to have that personal exposure to those candidates.
Now, the two-day conference will also feature presentations from Montana logger and activist Bruce Vincent and UT Institute of Agriculture Vice President Dr. Joe DiPietro. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.